at night in the Taraweeh Salah. The 14 juz, 14 para was recited, starting with Surah Al-Hijr. In this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about the kuffar and disbelievers, that it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala system, that he does not punish them immediately, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them chance, Allah ta'ala gives them respite. And after they continue on the transgression, then eventually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's punishment comes down. And then if they want to run away also, they want to escape, where can a person run away, where can he escape to? He will eventually be destroyed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, رُبَمَا يَوَدُّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَوْ كَانُوا مُسْلِمِينَ. Many a time, those who had disbelief, they will wish and desire, if only we had been Muslims, at the time when they will see the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala said, leave them, they must eat and enjoy themselves, and long, long hopes will keep them unmindful. Soon they will eventually see the condition, they will see what will happen to them. As the Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali says, that this ayat was revealed regarding the kuffar and disbelievers. But unfortunately, many Muslim people also, this is how they're living their lives. Just eating and passing time, taking enjoyment of the worldly things, long hopes they have got, distant hopes what I'm going to do in future, and it makes a person completely unmindful of akhirat, the life of the year after. On the other hand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the Quran Kareem, and what a Quran Allah has given us, inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafizun. Allah has promised to look after the Quran Kareem till the day of Qiyamah, and not one letter will be able to, a person will be able to change. It will be safe from lafzi tahreef and ma'anawi tahreef, from any word being changed also, and from the meaning being distorted. The past ummah, the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, were given the responsibility to look after the divine text. But this ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we have taken responsibility. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses me, a people. What a honor it is for a person that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has used him to become hafiz of Quran. This is the great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only, that a person is actually the work of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of protecting the Quran Sharif. Allah has delegated it. Allah has given him that honor, that Allah has put the Quran Sharif in his heart. And really, if you think about it logically, it's impossible for a kitab of 850 pages to be in the heart of a person who's just reading it, not even thinking a hafiz of Quran, and doesn't even ponder, and just the words are just flowing from his mouth and his tongue, and he's reading paras upon paras. What a miracle of the Quran Sharif, what a miracle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us appreciate, and to whatever level also we can bring the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala into our heart, a person should try to make an effort to do so. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions his great, great bounties, physical bounties which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, in such a beautiful way, has given us all of these physical bounties for the protection of our physical body, so Allah ta'ala has also given us the Quran Kareem for the protection of our spiritual self, for our spiritual body. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned some of the bounties which he has sent down here, and how Allah ta'ala protects the Quran Kareem also, that from the stars, if people try to go up into the heavens, once Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came, started giving wahi and revelation, the heavens were closed. Angels, the shaitan could not go there. If they had to go there, then Allah made a certain system that the stars will follow them, meteors or whatever, and it will completely destroy them. So this was protection for the from the heavens, for the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that how Allah ta'ala created human beings, and man has got fitri kamzori, he's got natural weaknesses within himself. But how will he save himself from those natural weaknesses? Holding firm unto the Quran Kareem. If not, then shaitan will make take great havoc in a person, and take a person, misguided person. And this was the promise which shaitan has made. بِمَا أَغْوَيْتَنِي لَأُزَيِّنَنَّ لَهُمْ. I will beautify things for them in the earth, and I will misguide all of them. إِلَّا عِبَادَكَ مِنْهُمُ الْمُخْلَصِينَ. Except the servants, special servants, the chosen servants of yours, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The true awliya Allah, the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam, first sahaba radiallahu anhu, and the awliya Allah. I will not be able to misguide such people. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, هَذَا صِرَاطٌ عَلَيْهِ مُسْتَقِيمٌ. This is a straight path towards me. Come on this path here to mine. And you will not have any strong power over my troop, abandoners and servants. Those who want to follow you and they want to be misguided, no problem. And they are the final result of those people who do not follow وَحِيَ إِلَهِ. The divine revelation will be the fire of Jahannam. You've got seven doors, and every door there is a certain amount of people to go there. On the other hand, the people of taqwa and piety, Jannat Allah ta'ala has prepared for them. And what bounties in Jannah? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, see, I've got two shans and two qualities. One is, I'm ghafoor rahim, the most forgiving, the most merciful. And on the other hand, وَأَنَّ عَذَابِي هُوَ الْعَذَابُ الْأَلِيمُ. My punishment also is a very severe punishment. So on the one side, Allah ta'ala is creating hope in us. And on the other side, Allah ta'ala is creating fear in a person. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, my true and bandas and servants who are obedient to me, I am very most forgiving, most merciful to them. And those who want to disobey, they're not following the wahi and revelation. For them is a severe punishment. Look at the example. And then after Allah gives an example to explain this point here, that the angels went to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. He was a true servant of Allah Ta'ala, and they gave him glad tidings of his son, even though it was outwardly against normal understanding, normal thinking. But how Allah Ta'ala bestowed and favored him with a child in old age. On the other hand, the same angels, they went to Lut A.S. people, and they completely destroyed them. So the same angels, on one side they were embodiment of mercy, on the other side they were embodiment of punishment. Allah Ta'ala says, this is my quality also. And then finally Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala mentions that the Quran Kareem, we have given you, what a wonderful bounty of Allah Ta'ala. They say the Banu Qurayza and Banu Nadir, they had come with caravans of gold and silver and silk and all of these things. And they were coming to Medina Munawwara, and the Muslim people were living at that time in abject poverty, great difficulty. So Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala sent his ayat of the Quran Sharif down, that why are you worried about them? Allah Ta'ala has given you Quran Kareem, Allah has given you Surah Fatiha. What a great bounty. وَلَقَدْ أَتَيْنَاكَ سَبْعًا مِنَ الْمَثَانِ وَالْقُرْآنِ الْعَظِيمِ. We have given you the seven verses which are repeated over and over in the great Quran Kareem. The whole Quran, وَسَمْعُ الْمَثِي قُرْآنِ عَظِيمُ وَسُرِفَاتِ Surah Fatiha. لَا تَمُدَّنَّ. Do not ever stretch out your eyes to all the bounties which you have given these people for a short while. It is nothing at all compared to what Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has given you. He has given you Surah Fatiha. What they think? The rewards of this will remain forever and forever. It will never come to an end. And Surah Fatiha is such a great surah. We know in Salat every day how many times Allah Ta'ala has commanded us in every rakat of Salat. A person is reading our faraz and wajib and sunnah al-muqadda, minimum 32 rakats, and then with our nafal namazes, if you read all our namazes properly, 48 rakats in a day besides the tahajjud and ishraq and chas and awabin. How many times a person reads Surah Fatiha in a day? Minimum 50, 60, 70 times. What a wonderful surah Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has given us. Allah said, after I've given you this surah, how can you even turn your attention and stretch out your eyes to the things which we have given these people? And some of them will make a mock of deen, they will make a mock of the Quran and Kareem. Don't worry about them, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Innaka fi innaka al-mustahzeen. Those people who want to make a mock, we will suffice you from them. Those people who have taken other partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, soon they will come to know. And when these people come and they attack you, these kuffar and disbelievers, they are making a mock of your deen, then we know your heart is becoming tight because of what they are saying. So what you must do, فَسَبِّحْ لِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَكُمْ مِنَ السَّاجِدِينَ. You make tasbih, and you say the hamd and the praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you be among those making sajda, and you continue worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until yaqeen will come to you. Yaqeen, ulama say, means yes, something which is, there is no doubt in every other thing in this world, there is a lot of doubt about. But death is something which even the atheist, he also does not deny. He also has to accept that there is something like death. I'm going to die one day, I have to leave this world. So, and after death also there's a lot of doubt. People have got different views about it. We've got no doubt. But people have doubt in the world. What's going to happen after death? But regarding death, no one has got doubt. So Allah Ta'ala refers to death as something which is yaqeen, which is, there's no doubt at all regarding that. Every single person in the world accepts death. So may Allah Ta'ala give us that. We all know we're going to die, but no one knows the time when you will leave this world. So a person has to prepare and be ready at any time. His visa of life can be cut off. Thereafter, the next surah is Surah An-Nahl. Surah An-Nahl, the surah of the bee, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives da'wah to at-tawheed, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in one way, there are different ways which Allah ta'ala gives da'wah to at-tawheed. In some places Allah warns the people. In this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives da'wah to at-tawheed by showing the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That I've got so many bounties. Another name of Surah An-Nahl is Surah An-Ni'am, the surah of the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where Allah mentions these bounties in great, great detail so that we can appreciate the bounties of Allah ta'ala, think and ponder about it. Automatically, when you will see the bounties, you will realize it all come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And al-ihsan, Abdul Ihsan, somebody that favors to you, you automatically become a slave of that person. So we have to become the true slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when we think and ponder over the bounties which Allah ta'ala has given it to us. And it is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has given it to us. If a husband and a wife, and the wife, the husband is giving her many bounties and favors, and now she turns her attention to anybody else besides the husband, she goes to another man and she thanks him, how upset he'll become. He'll never accept any kind of shirk, any type of partnership. He's giving her the favors and she's going and thanking somebody else. So how can a wife be so disloyal to her husband? So we have to be loyal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of his great, great favors. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the first favor Allah ta'ala has given, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent the wahi and revelation, ruh. It is called ruh, it is called a soul. It gives life to a person through the means of the angels Allah ta'ala has sent them. So Allah mentions many physical bounties. But the first bounty Allah mentions is a spiritual bounty. The bounty of the Quran Kareem which Allah Ta'ala has given to a person. And then Allah Ta'ala says, I've created the earth, I've created the heavens, I've created insan from one drop of sperm. And today now he's standing up and he's fighting against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What bounty Allah gave him? Now he can speak. Now he's arguing, actually he's going against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then we have created animals. And the animals also, the skin Allah has given us. which a person can keep himself warm by means of it, the jackets and whatever Allah has made it for a person, shawls, which a person uses, utilizes. There are many other benefits in the animal. You are eating from the animal. It is a means of beauty for you in the morning when you go out, when you come back in those times. And then you are carrying your goods on those conveyances, which you could not have carried except for great difficulty. This is the bounty of Allah Ta'ala. And then the horses, and the mules, and donkeys. Allah has given all of these things. وَيَخْلُقُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ And Allah Ta'ala will create that things which you do not know until the day of Qiyamah. It is mentioned when the trains came to India at that time, then our Kabir and our elders actually went to see it. And they say this is a manifestation of the ayat of the Quran, Kareem, وَيَخْلُقُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ That Allah will continue creating till the day of Qiyamah. Those kinds of transportation which you do not have any knowledge about. And in those times people couldn't understand, besides these animals, what else are you going to get other kinds of transportation? And there will be with the steam and with the petrol and the diesel and all of that. But this is another miracle of the Quran Sharif. Allah says later on, we're going to continue creating other means of transportation which a person doesn't know. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, He sends the rains down. All kinds of plantations and fruits, Allah has kept it for you people. The day and the night, the sun and the moon, and all the stars which are moving by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the oceans, which Allah Ta'ala has kept it, you can benefit. People are moving in the ships, in the oceans, import, export they are doing. Then there is the fish, which a person, Allah Ta'ala refers to as lahman tariya, very tasty meat, which Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is giving to a person. The pearls which are coming out from there. And then Allah Ta'ala has placed on the earth strong, powerful mountains, so that the earth does not move. And Allah Ta'ala has created the rivers and different paths. So people can get guidance, they can find the road. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the stars also, by which a person can guide himself in the darkness of the night, those people who know how to utilize it. وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا If you have to count the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's not possible for a person. Al-Mawlana Khalil Ahmad Sarampuri rahmatullahi said, نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ Allah used the word ni'mat. One bounty of Allah ta'ala, you won't be able to count it. So how come a person can't count one? So he says that, in one bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there are millions of Allah ta'ala's bounties. So is that possible for a person to enumerate even one bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Because within that one bounty, there's so many bounties. And then Allah ta'ala says, Inna Allah ghafoorur raheem. Allah is most forgiving, most merciful. Two times this ayat of the Quran, this ayat comes here. وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا One Allah mentions His quality, that Allah forgives most. We make so much of wrong we do, but Allah forgives. Allah is most merciful. He continues on sending His bounties. In the other place, Allah mentions, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَظَلُومٌ كَفَّارٌ And what is man's normal nature? After Allah gives him all of these bounties, he is ظَلُومٌ كَفَّارٌ He is a great oppressor upon himself. He commits so much of guna. He is so ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah has given us all of these bounties. What is Allah ta'ala's attitude to how Allah ta'ala deals with us? And how do we go and we break the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala thereafter gives examples of shirk. And those who left out Tawheed and the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how eventually they will be destroyed at the time of death when the angels will come to them, punishing them. And the people of Iman, how they will come to them, and they will shower the great rahmat and mercy upon them. At the time is giving them salam and promising them protection for the future. After Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in great detail mentions about the mushrikeen, some examples of them, some of the evil qualities they did because of shirk. Eventually a time comes where a person actually, he only like in today's time, we're only looking for our own benefit. So people used to actually kill their own children, bury them alive, just because now they did not, maybe for some monetary benefit. So they were regarded as a shame to have a daughter. And today, unfortunately, we are living in Jahiliyat Thaniya, the second era of Jahiliyat, where abortion has become so common in the whole world. People are killing their children also with the same, that what will people say, I'll be embarrassed, disgraced, because they committed zina, and because of rosy and sustenance, I don't have so much of money to look after these children. Whereas Allah is the one who gives rosy and sustenance. So that time they used to bury the children in the tent. Today they are burying them in the womb of their mother. And they are completely killing the innocent child. So this is actually a reason because the person doesn't have iman within himself. When a person doesn't have iman, then a person goes towards all of those evil actions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions other bounties. For example, the animals. Allah ta'ala says there is great ibrat and lesson for you to take in the animals. How Allah ta'ala created that milk, pure milk, in between the excreta on one side, blood on the other side, and there's another pipe in between by which pure milk comes out. Normally, you know, if there's things are next to one another, there will be some effect of it. But you don't get in that milk, the smell of the excreta, you know, you don't get the color of the blood, but it's completely white, and the taste and the smell of it is so wonderful, and a person takes benefit. On the other hand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the bee also, and in the bee, Allah ta'ala has given honey, and Allah ta'ala mentions in great detail how the bee is a sign of Allah ta'ala's kudrat. If a person ponders, Subhanallah, you will see Allah Ta'ala's great kudrat in the bee and the honey which comes out from there. Fi shifa'ul linnas, it's a means of great shifa and cure for the people. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala sees another ni'mat and bounty. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has given rosy and sustenance to people in different amounts. He never made everyone equal in this world. This is a great favor of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Some are rich, some are poor. So Allah is testing each person. If everyone was rich, then no one would be there to make khidmat, to serve other people. So Allah Ta'ala created the differences in this world with regarding to rosy and sustenance, so that the whole system of the world will continue moving smoothly. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has made a wife. Allah Ta'ala has given children. Allah Ta'ala has given grandchildren. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has given food and sustenance for a person to continue living in this world. What in what? فَبِنِعْمَةِ اللَّهِ هُمْ يَكْفُرُونَ. With these bounties of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, people are ungrateful. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala took you out from the stomachs of your mothers, and you did not know anything. And Allah gave you the ears. Allah gave you eyes. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala gave you a heart. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. All of this is for a person to make shukr to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala says, يَعْرِفُونَ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ. People recognize the ni'mat and bounties of Allah Ta'ala. Then too, they make inkar and they refute it. And most of the people, unfortunately, are ungrateful to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, or they are disbelievers. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, your house also is a great bounty of Allah Ta'ala, which Allah has made a place of sukoon, a place of comfort for you. Allah Ta'ala has given you certain houses, where one is your brick houses, and one is when you are going on a safar. The person takes tents, he uses the animal skins, and then he's able to stay also on the outside during his journeys. This also is a great bounty of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. It's a means of covering a person. He can get shade by means of that air. Shade also is a great bounty of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala mentions the different types of the shade which He gives to a person, and the different kinds of clothing also, which will save a person from heat. The different kinds of materials that Allah Ta'ala creates. Certain kinds of materials are thick, which gives protects a person from the cold, and certain types of materials are cool. So when in a hot day a person wears it, his body is covered, but he feels coolness in his body. It saves a person. He wears a scarf, it protects him from the sun. So these are all great bounties of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Certain kinds of clothing which Allah has given when a person is going to war, the kinds of armor. Thereafter Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala mentions that Inna Allah ya'muru bil adli wal ihsan. This is one of the most comprehensive ayats of the Quran Sharif. Umar ibn Abdul Aziz rahmatullah alayhi put this in our khutbah. And from his time till today in a khutbah, second khutbah of Jummah, normally we read this ayat that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has commanded people to be just and fair. This is one level, and even a higher level, ihsan, to be good and kind towards other people, and to even do every action of ours to the best ability, to create perfection in our amal, in our actions, to fulfill the rights of the family members. And on the other hand, Allah Ta'ala is prohibited from immorality and all kinds of evil which the Shariat regards as wrong, and oppressing other people. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is giving you these advices so that you will take great benefit. And Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala eventually mentions that the example of people, there is a city which Allah Ta'ala has given them great, great bounties. They were living with great comfort. Inside also they were very happy. Outwardly there was a lot of aman and safety. Rosy and sustenance was coming to them from all different directions. And then they were ungrateful to the ni'mat of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. The people of Makkah Mukarramah living in such comfort. The great ni'mat of Allah, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came to them. They were ungrateful because of this year. Then Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala changed their condition. So when the people are not appreciative of the ni'mat and bounties, especially the spiritual bounties, the ni'mat of Quran Sharif, the ni'mat of which Allah Ta'ala has given to us, then Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala eventually removes these great bounties of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And in dunya wise also, difficulties and problems come upon the people. Then finally Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, if you want to follow anyone, follow Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. What لم يكن من المشركين. He was not a person of who made shirk, but شاكر لأنعمه. He had the quality of shukr, of thanking Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala had given him so much of goodness in his worldly life, and in the year after also he will be amongst the great high lofty people. And then we have commanded you, O Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that you also follow the way, the madhab and the way of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, which was true tawheed and the oneness of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And then continue giving da'wah to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, ila sabili rabbika, to the path of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, with wisdom and in the beautiful advices. And sometimes we have to debate and argue with them in a way which is most beautiful. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala knows exactly well who is misguided, and Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala knows those who are rightly guided. So Allah is watching, and Allah Ta'ala knows everything. And obviously when you are giving da'wah, then you will have opposition. And sometimes so much the opposition was that actually Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's uncle was killed and he was mutilated. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam took a qasam that I'm going to take revenge. 70 people I was killed in place of my uncle. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, if you take revenge, a person must take revenge exactly equal, not more. If one was killed, then one must be taken as punishment. But O Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that is for other normal people, they must be equal. وَلَئِن سَبَرْتُمْ, if you make sabr, then this is far better for those who make sabr. Wasbir. For you, the command is you must make sabr, O Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It's your command to you because you are an example for the people till the day of Qiyamah. And remember, Inna Allah ma'al ladina taqwa wal ladina hum muhsinun. We are together with Allah is with those people who have got Iman and Taqwa and those people who are doing good actions and righteous actions. And then the ulama say the rabt of this ayah to the next surah is that like Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, because he made such sabr at that time, there was a great difficulty the kuffar afflicted upon him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him the great bounty of Mi'raj. See, the bounty of Mi'raj was given to him after going through so much of humiliation and disgrace and embarrassment and what he went through. So because of that, Allah ta'ala gave him Mi'raj, which is the greatest honor and gift, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam actually went into the heavens and he was given great, great gifts and the greatest gift to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while living in this world. He was given the ability to go to the heavens and to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this great bounty he was given because of the quality of sabr. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring these qualities into our life.